House panel subpoenas documents.
It may be a prolonged legal fight to get them.
Red meat, okay to eat.
Nutritionists are calling the publication reckless and inaccurate.
Teachers got a gun.
We look at it as we want more protection.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. There's new information on President Trump's call to Ukraine, and the House is turning up the heat on his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Our CBS News team coverage begins with congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The sweeping subpoena from three House chairmen gives Giuliani just 2 weeks to produce over 2.5 years worth of documents on 23 related subjects, including his efforts to pressure current or former Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden and his son. The letter to Giuliani cites credible allegations that he acted as an agent of the president in a scheme to advance his personal political interests by abusing the power of the office of the president.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo appeared to feign ignorance when asked about the Ukraine call on ABC before the transcript and whistleblower complaint were released.
What do you know about those conversations?
So you just gave me a report about a IC whistleblower complaint, none of which I've seen.
But officials now confirm Pompeo was on the call with Ukraine's president, as President Trump urged cooperation with the attorney general and his own personal lawyer. Late yesterday, the administration issued coordinated statements from the White House and the Justice Department to explain a similar request the president made of another foreign leader. Here's CBS's Paula Reed.
CBS News has learned Attorney General William Barr asked President Trump to reach out to the Prime Minister of Australia to request help in the Justice Department's review of the origins of the Russia investigation. Barr spoke to CBS News' Jan Crawford about why he believed he needed to review the origins of the Russia probe to ensure it was not politically motivated.
That's one of the key functions of the Attorney General, is to make sure that government power is not abused.
A North Korean diplomat says nuclear talks with the U.S. will be held next weekend. The official expressed optimism but did not reveal where such a meeting would take place. Now to Hong Kong. Protesters call it a day of rage. They're clashing with police as China marks 70 years of communism. CBS's Remy Innocencio says there has been violence.
Police quickly swooped in to subdue crowds of black-clad protesters, first using tear gas and water cannon, and then by firing warning shots. Video posted online appears to show a police officer shooting a demonstrator at close range. According to reports, the man is in critical condition.
In a tweet, President Trump this morning congratulated China and President Xi on the anniversary. Reaction has been sharp from the medical community to a new study about red meat. We've been told for years it's been linked to heart disease and cancer if we eat a lot of it. Now, a panel of researchers from 7 countries in guidelines published in the Annals of Internal Medicine indicate the potential health risks from eating red meat and processed meat are relatively low. Indiana University's Dr. Aaron Carroll.
After putting all of the studies together, you know, some of them with millions of people, pushed together into big analyses, they found that there were really very small health effects, if they exist.
Harvard scientists warn the conclusions harm the credibility of nutrition science and erode trust in research. A 56-year-old Northern California man, a guide for Chinese tourists, has been charged with spying for Beijing. Here's CBS's Jeff Pegues.
Surveillance video shows Edward Pong, a naturalized U.S. citizen, wrapping $20,000 in cash and taping it under a TV stand in a hotel in Columbus, Georgia. About 3 hours later, he's back to pick up an SD card containing classified national security information.
New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins resigned yesterday. Today, he's expected to plead guilty in an insider trading case. Texas GOP Congressman Mac Thornberry says he won't run for re-election. He's the 20th House Republican leaving Congress. Of 23 GOP representatives from Texas, 6 are not returning or have already left. A Texas jury goes back to work this morning in the case against former Dallas cop Amber Geiger, who shot and killed a man in his own apartment last year. CBS's Omar Villafranca says deliberations began yesterday afternoon.
If she is found guilty of murder, she could face up to life in prison. If she is found guilty of manslaughter, she could be sentenced up to 20 years in prison or just probation. This is what we know about the people who are deciding Geiger's fate. The jury is made up of 8 women and 4 men. 5 of the jurors are black, 4 Hispanic, 2 are white, and 1 is Asian.
Geiger says she thought Botham Jean was a burglar who was in her apartment when the shot was fired. CBS's Benoit Bojarquez is in Florida, where in certain instances, armed teachers are now allowed in the classroom.
Starting today, students in Bay County schools along the Florida Panhandle may be walking into a classroom where the teacher is carrying a concealed handgun. Bill Husfeld is the superintendent.
Everybody wants to know, how do we prevent it? How can we stop it? We don't look at it as we want more guns. We look at it as we want more protection.
The schools already have an armed resource officer. But the so-called Guardian program, which had allowed some staff and coaches to carry guns on campus after a background check, psychological exam, and more than 140 hours of range training, now extends to teachers. Florida joins 8 other states that have laws allowing some teachers to carry guns on campus. Critics include family members whose loved ones died in last year's Parkland shooting themselves, like Debbie Hickson.
Teachers should not be burdened, whether they think they want to be or not, with the responsibility of carrying a firearm.
The New York Times once called Jesse Norman's voice a grand mansion of sound. Norman, who thrilled opera audiences for decades, has died at 74 of complications from a spinal injury. She was a 4-time Grammy winner and a National Medal of the Arts honoree. New laws have taken effect today in 2 states banning tobacco and vaping product sales to anyone under 21. Connecticut is one of them. CBS's Pam Coulter on the other.
Maryland's now one of 18 states and hundreds of localities that have raised the tobacco age to 21. John Schachter of Tobacco Free Kids.
We're going to get these products out of the high schools, out of the middle schools, where kids have access to these dangerous products from friends and classmates who are old enough to get these products legally.
More than 9 in 10 smokers became addicted before turning 21, so Schachter says raising the smoking age will help counter decades-old industry efforts to get young people to be new tobacco users. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
Well, Jimmy Carter is the first American president to reach 95. He'll be house building with Habitat for Humanity today in Nashville on his birthday. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.